speaking.
Hello everyone, how are you doing? I'm here today with Joe, my youngest son, and we want to talk to you about something that's really important, and it is the growing issue that the world seems to be facing, and we talk about a lot of TMS, too much stress. So I thought I'd talk to Joe and let Joe talk to you a little bit about stress from a 22-year-old, almost 22-year-old point of view, because it's not, doesn't matter how old you are, you're going to get affected by it, and especially in the world that we're living in now. So Joe and I are going to just be talking a little bit, and I hope it helps you about some of the things that helps. So Joe, thank you for talking to me on this beautiful
Thank you for having
day.
Me.
Very welcome. So I just wanted to ask you if you can just share, what are some of the things that you do to help yourself feel less stressed or less anxious that you think some other people might be able to do?
To feel less stressed and less anxious, there's lots of things that I do, I think, but I think one of the main things is learning what you like, what you don't like, and what makes you happy, and learning what you're about, finding yourself, and then when you're in situations of stress and anxiety where you lose yourself a bit, you can revert back to who you are, and that's developing routines and rituals and structure in your life, and learning what makes you happy, so that when you're in those situations you can go back to that structure, that rituals, and do things that have proven in the past to have made you happy. You can trust that that's going to do the same again. It can be stuff like journaling, writing things down. You can, one of the best things about journaling is you can go back and look at times when you were anxious and stressed, and you can see how you got out of it and learn that it's just temporary, and that you have been stressed in the past and that it won't last forever. And going back to your structure and things that make you happy. For me, it's things like working out, getting up at the same time every day, making my bed, spending time with people that make me happy, learning those things that you know make you happy. You can revert back to them and trust that they've helped you in the past and they'll help you again in the future.
So that's awesome. So how would you explain to someone to realise when they're happy versus when they're not happy? How do you know? How do you think? Oh, I'm happy now. Or
how do you know if you're unhappy?
How do you know if you're happy? So that you said I'll revert back to doing things that make me happy.
Yeah.
So first of all, how do you know what makes you happy?
Well, I know when I'm happy. When I think I'm happy, it's when I'm present, and that's the broad way I describe when I'm present. You know, when I'm content with what I'm doing, when I don't need anything else, so I don't feel pressured to say or do anything more, when I'm content with what I'm doing and that I'm enough, you know, that I don't need more. When you're grounded, you're not thinking about the past or present, you know. But it's usually when I feel anxious is when I'm worried about something that's going to happen or something that has happened, or I feel depressed about who I am in the past or what I've done. But anything that can get me into the present moment and not worry about those things, is that's when I assess if I'm happy or not. But yeah, it's just looking at yourself and assessing what you're doing, how it makes you feel, can you do it differently, and are you really present in the moment, are you really grounded and not worrying about the past or the future.
So for someone that doesn't know what being present in the moment means, because it's such a common tossed around phrase, how can you explain that?
Being present in the moment.
Yeah.
I think it's hard to do. It's quite broad, but I'd say it's definitely not being concerned with what other people are doing or what other people are thinking of you, or just having everything, what you're doing is enough. You don't need the pressure of what's happening next and planning the next moment, or also the worry of and doubt of what you've done, is that the right thing, did you say the right thing, did you do the right thing, did you achieve enough. When you're present, you don't worry about those things. You just, what you're doing is got all of your attention, and you don't need to worry about those things. And for me, examples, it would be like spending time with people you love and your friends and your family, because that's enough, and that's you couldn't ask for anything more. Or it could be doing exercise, like when you're working out, because it's taking all of your effort and all of your brain power, and when you're working out, you're present, so you're not thinking about the next moment or the moment before. You're just happy with what you're doing.
What you're saying is you feel happy when you're just focused on the one thing that you're doing, and you don't let all the other things interrupt you, or you don't get sidetracked into a passing bird or, I don't know, something, traffic, yeah, or noise, or somebody else's, what they're doing and looking around and stuff. And also, so do you feel it in your mind or your body, or how do you know that you're present? What's the feeling?
It's just like mindfulness and awareness, you know. I think, unfortunately, a lot of people aren't mindful, and you need to work on and train. You need to learn about yourself before you begin any journey of like mindfulness and awareness. You need to first be aware of yourself and learn about you and how you react to situations, and just assess yourself and become like a observer, you know, be able to see yourself without emotion,
yeah,
from a third perspective, you know, from outside. Yeah. You need to be able to judge yourself without emotion and without stress. You need to just be able to look at yourself and learn about what you're doing, and not feel bad if you've done something wrong or right, but so
less self-judgment.
Less self-judgment, but more self-awareness. You know, there's a difference between judging yourself. A judgment is usually with emotion, you know, and it's, I shouldn't have done that, or I'm ashamed of myself. I mean, but there's nothing wrong with self-awareness, which is, you know, how do I feel, yeah, about that, and how did that make me feel, and how could I change that? There's a line there, and you want to be on the positive side of it and the constructive side of it, not the emotional, like, judgmental side.
Yeah, and I guess to be able to do that, you have got to be slower, and you have got to do things like journal or talk to someone about it to reflect.
Yeah, I think slowing down is just the main thing.
Yeah.
Most things that make you present are things that slow you down, and when you get lots of jobs or stresses that stack up on top of you, once you do something that slows your life down, you learn that not all of that is as important as the present moment. Doing things like journaling and reading is a massive thing, because you have to, if you want to be truly into it, you have to be present, and you won't be worrying about what's happening around you. You'll just be content with what you're doing.
So what would you, just to wrap up, what would be one thing that you would suggest to someone just to start practicing to realise what being present means?
Like a tip or something to do?
What's one thing that's really, really been a practice that you've kept up that's really helped you observe yourself and relax into who you are?
Just like I said before, find yourself. I know it's like a used term and it's a little bit cringy, but like, do something that to learn about yourself. And for me, that, you know, that's just put yourself in a situation where you're not comfortable, and that you're not normally in, and naturally in that situation you'll grow, because you'll have to learn. And if you go through your life and you don't learn or grow, then you will become more anxious permanently and depressed, because you're not assessing yourself. Whereas if you put yourself, you step out of your comfort zone and you do things that you're not sure how you react, then you'll become aware of how you react, and that'll become another footnote in how you can deal with things. So it could be something, if you want to implement it in your life, it could be something simple as just do something that you don't want to do. Just do something in your mind that you think that you don't want to do for some reason.
That scares you a bit.
That scares you. And it doesn't have to be something drastic. It could be anything. It could be just, you know, going out to a bar or a cafe by yourself. It's a common thing that people would be afraid of. And that's something that you don't want to do, and that creates an opportunity to beat yourself and for a win. And if you can do that every day or every month or even just once more than zero, then you've done something, you've beaten yourself and you've learned that you can do something. And then it could be, you know, something if you want to, you know, go traveling by yourself, or just do leave your job if you're not happy, or meet, you know, leave your relationship if you're not happy, or just do something that leave your comfort zone and learn what you like and what you don't like, and just do something every day or as much as you can that teaches you about yourself.
So in a nutshell, what you're saying is your one biggest tip for people to feel less stressed and anxious is actually to face the things that you're less anxious, that you feel anxious about, and just develop that muscle. And I guess that's when you are really present with yourself, because you feel it and you go through it and then you grow from it.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is you will feel stressed and anxious in your life. That's inevitable no matter what you do. So
it's a
you
good
can
thing.
Choose whether to face it and learn from it, or you can choose just to live with it and let it grow and fester and let it be in charge of you, or you can accept that it's going to be there and use it and grow from it and you know, grow from those anxious moments, and just tell yourself that it's good because I'm choosing it. Let, you know, choose it. Don't let it choose you.
Awesome. So thank you, Joe. So in a nutshell, what Joe's saying is fear everything and run, or face everything and rise. That's how you become less stressed and less anxious. Don't hide away from it, don't avoid it. And
that's good. Now start speaking.
Hello everyone, how are you doing? I'm here today with Joe, my youngest son, and we want to talk to you about something that's really important, and it is the growing issue that the world seems to be facing, and we talk about a lot of TMS, too much stress. So I thought I'd talk to Joe and let Joe talk to you a little bit about stress from a 22-year-old, almost 22-year-old point of view, because doesn't matter how old you are, you're going to get affected by it, and especially in the world that we're living in now. So Joe and I are going to just be talking a little bit, and I hope it helps you, about some of the things that helps. So Joe, thank
Hello.
You for talking to me on this beautiful
Thank you for
Monday.
Having me.
Very welcome. So I just wanted to ask you if you can just share, what are some of the things that you do to help yourself feel less stressed or less anxious that you think some other people might be able to do?
To feel less stressed and less anxious, and there's lots of things that I do, I think, but I think one of the main things is learning what you like, what you don't like, and what makes you happy, and learning what you're about, finding yourself, and then when you're in situations of stress and anxiety where you lose yourself a bit, you can revert back to who you are, and that's developing routines and rituals and structure in your life, and learning what makes you happy, so that when you're in those situations you can go back to that structure, that rituals, and do things that have proven in the past to have made you happy. You can trust that that's going to do the same again. It can be stuff like journaling, writing things down. One of the best things about journaling is you can go back and look at times when you were anxious and stressed, and you can see how you got out of it and learn that it's just temporary, and that you have been stressed in the past and that it won't last forever. And going back to your structure and things that make you happy, for me it's things like working out, getting up at the same time every day, making my bed, spending time with people that make me happy, learning those things that you know make you happy, you can revert back to them and trust that they've helped you in the past and they'll help you again in the future.
So that's awesome. So how would you explain to someone to realise when they're happy versus when they're not happy? How do you know How did do you think? Oh, I'm happy now. Or
how do you know if you're unhappy?
How do you know if you're happy? So that you said I'll revert back to doing things that make me happy.
Yeah.
So first of all, how do you know what makes you happy?
Well, I know when I'm happy. When I think I'm happy, it's when I'm present, and that's the broad way I describe when I'm present. You know, when I'm content with what I'm doing, when I don't need anything else, so I don't feel pressured to say or do anything more. When I'm content with what I'm doing, and that I'm enough. You know, that I don't need more. When you're grounded, you're not thinking about the past or present. You know, but it's usually when I feel anxious is when I'm worried about something that's going to happen or something that has happened, or I feel depressed about who I am in the past or what I've done. But anything that can get me into the present moment and not worry about those things, is that's when I assess if I'm happy or not. But yeah, it's just looking at yourself and assessing what you're doing, how it makes you feel, can you do it differently, and are you really present in the moment, are you really grounded and not worrying about the past or the future.
So for someone that doesn't know what being present in the moment means, because it's such a common tossed around phrase, how can you explain that?
Being present in the moment?
Yeah.
I think it's hard to do, it's quite broad, but I'd say it's definitely not being concerned with what other people are doing or what other people are thinking of you, or just having everything, what you're doing is enough. You don't need the pressure of what's happening next and planning the next moment, or also the worry of the doubt of what you've done, is that the right thing, did you say the right thing, did you do the right thing, did you achieve enough. When you're present, you don't worry about those things, you just what you're doing has got all of your attention, and you don't need to worry about those things. And for me, examples, it would be like spending time with people you love and your friends and your family, because that's enough, and that's you couldn't ask for anything more. Or it could be doing exercise, like when you're working out, because it's taking all of your effort and all of your brain power, and when you're working out, you're present, so you're not thinking about the next moment or the moment before. You're just happy with what you're doing.
So do you feel, what you're saying is, you feel happy when you're just focused on the one thing that you're doing, and you don't let all the other things interrupt you, or you don't get sidetracked into a passing bird, or I don't know, something, traffic, yeah, or noise, or somebody else's, what they're doing and looking around and stuff. And also, so do you feel it in your mind or your body, or how do you know that you're present? What's the feeling?
It's just like mindfulness and awareness, you know. So, and I think unfortunately a lot of people aren't mindful, and you need to work on and train. It doesn't, you need to learn about yourself before you begin any journey of like mindfulness and awareness. You need to first be aware of yourself and learn about you and how you react to situations, and just assess yourself and become like a observer, you know, be able to see yourself without emotion, from a third perspective, you know, from outside. Yeah. You need to be able to judge yourself without emotion and without stress. You need to just be able to look at yourself and learn about what you're doing, and not not feel bad if you've done something wrong or right, but
so less self-judgment.
Less self-judgment, but more self-awareness. You know, there's a difference between judging yourself. Judgment is usually with emotion, you know, and it's I shouldn't have done that, or I'm ashamed of myself. I mean, but there's nothing wrong with self-awareness, which is, you know, how do I feel about that, and how did that make me feel, and how could I change that? There's a line there, and you want to be on the positive side of it and the constructive side of it, not the emotional, like judgmental side.
Yeah, and I guess to be able to do that, you have got to be slower, and you have got to do things like journal or talk to someone about it to reflect.
Yeah, I think slowing down is just the main thing.
Yeah.
Most things that make you present are things that slow you down, and when you get lots of jobs or stresses that stack up on top of you, you need, once you do something that slows your life down, you learn that not all of that is as important as the present moment. Doing things like journaling and reading is a massive thing, because you have to, if you want to be truly into it, you have to be present, and you won't be worrying about what's happening around you. You'll just be content with what you're doing.
So what would you, just to wrap up, what would be one thing that you would suggest to someone just to start practicing to realise what being present means? What's one thing that that's really, really been a practice that you've kept up that's really helped you observe yourself and relax into who you are?
Just like I said before, find yourself. I know it's like a used term and it's a little bit cringy, but like do something that to learn about yourself. And for me, that's just put yourself in a situation where you're not comfortable and that you're not normally in, and naturally in that situation you'll grow, because you'll have to learn. And if you go through your life and you don't learn or grow, then you will become more anxious permanently and depressed, because you're not assessing yourself. Whereas if you put yourself, you step out of your comfort zone and you do things that you're not sure how you react, then you become aware of how you react, and that'll become another footnote in how you can deal with things. So it could be something, if you want to implement it in your life, it could be something simple as just do something that you don't want to do. Just do something in your mind that you think that you don't want to do for some reason.
That scares you a bit.
That scares you. And it doesn't have to be something drastic. It could be anything. It could be just going out to a bar or a cafe by yourself. It's a common thing that people would be afraid of. And that's something that you don't want to do. And that creates an opportunity to beat yourself and for a win. And if you can do that every day or every month or even just once more than zero, then you've done something, you've beaten yourself, and you've learned that you can do something. And then it could be, if you want to go travelling by yourself, or just do leave your job if you're not happy, or leave your relationship if you're not happy, or just do something that leave your comfort zone and learn what you like and what you don't like, and just do something every day or as much as you can that teaches you about yourself.
So in a nutshell, what you're saying is your one biggest tip for people to feel less stressed and anxious is actually to face the things that you're less anxious, that you feel anxious
exactly
about, and just develop that muscle. And I guess that's when you are really present with yourself, because you feel it and you go through it and then you grow from it.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is you will feel stressed and anxious in your life. That's inevitable no matter what you do. So
it's a good
you can
thing.
Choose whether to face it and learn from it, and or you can choose just to live with it and let it grow and fester and let it be in charge of you, or you can accept that it's going to be there and use it and grow from it and grow from those anxious moments, and just tell yourself that it's good because I'm choosing it. Choose it, don't let it choose you.
Awesome. So thank you, Joe. So in a nutshell, what Joe's saying is fear everything and run, or face everything and rise. That's how you become less stressed and less anxious. Don't hide away from it, don't avoid it, and